Welcome to the Change Management in the Cloud podcast interview on FinTech Today. I'm your host, Matt Langan. In today's rapidly digitizing world, the pressure is on to invest in data and AI to simplify and improve core financial operations. And in this interview, we are joined by Dan Pechke, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Velocio. And Dan is here to talk with us about how cloud ERP solutions are making change management more seamless. We'll also hear about how Velocio consultants help companies reevaluate business processes so that their tech investments drive improved utilization. And Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's get started. If you don't mind, tell us about some of the biggest change management challenges in financial management today.
That's a big topic, obviously. I think the biggest element we're seeing is there's so many pressures, and not even to mention, too, obviously, in this COVID world that we're living in, but there's so much pressure for trying to drive efficiency and trying to drive more real-time visible data as well as information to make decisions. I think the challenge becomes down as pressing really two things is change management from a people standpoint of getting people on board. And I think that's probably been the age-old discussion regarding change management itself. And it starts really at all levels, right? Especially looking at it from the seat of the chief financial officer, the big key on is really is trying to get all levels supported from managing upward as well as managing the team itself to see that the change is necessary. And it really comes down to looking at, you know, what is in it for all the stakeholders. And once you get the stakeholders on board, it really drives a lot of the ability to move forward with a project and select a solution that will meet your needs.
Yeah, that's great. And perfect segue into my next question, because you're talking about solutions to meet needs. And it seems like many companies now are migrating to cloud-based ERP systems. And why is this now becoming the new norm?
You know, it's sort of similar to the first question too, Matt. I mean, everyone working remotely in today's world, there's a need, obviously, to log in anywhere, right? You could be on vacation. You could be at your home office trying to connect. And just the efficiency to have access to an ERP or cloud-based solution makes it so much easier to progress and move forward with it if you're an employee. The other element too is companies are really looking at what they do best. What is their core competency? So for an example, if you're a manufacturer of widgets, right, or a law firm or an accounting firm, your specialization or energy shouldn't be focused on the data centers, right, or the infrastructure of managing your servers. That's why there's been a lot of significant focus on companies looking at thinking is let's give this to the professionals. It's more efficient, it's more foolproof from a risk management standpoint. In some cases, you also could save money as well.
That's excellent. And I understand that Velocio also specializes in implementing and managing really cloud ERP solutions on the Microsoft Dynamics 365 suite, which can be built really to meet any company's needs. So with this in mind, can you share some of the custom solutions that you all have built in Dynamics to streamline financial operations and overall business processes?
Sure, be happy to. The great thing about Velocio too is the solutions we offer from the product offerings and the consultants, but also then some of the basically intellectual properties that we've been able to build over the years. There's a part of our business called Axio, which really specializes in professional service solutions. And really what it entails is approximately 400 different best practice solutions that we have come up with that really tie and link nicely to the digital automation process push that's been going on in the industry today, which you mentioned earlier in the discussion, Matt. And with the solutions we've had with the best practices, someone actually comes in and buys the Dynamics 365 solution and works through the actual implementation with us. On day one, the financial leader will have access to 400 best practices, how they can automate their processes. And not only just have access to the stuff that's been proven through other companies that we've helped work and develop, but also then give feedback. So it's not just something out of the box. They can actually give feedback, what's working, what's not working, or what they like and what they would like to see in the future. And that's really the value that Velocio can bring to the table in addition to everything else that we do. And, you know, just taking a step back, looking at it from, you know, my seat, it's really enabled us to drive some of the changes that we've enjoyed within our organization as well. And what's nice about it is, so you can see the Dynamics 365 package itself being implemented, but also it's seamless from the solutions we're offering with Axio, ties really nicely into with Microsoft 365. So there's really no real change management or concern you have if you're flipping from Microsoft 365 into Axio solutions.
That's great. And if you don't mind, let's dive in a little bit deeper on Dynamics 365 and how it really does facilitate faster change processes. Would love to hear more about that part of it.
Yes. And as we look, you know, into our own business too, as I mentioned to you, with beyond just using Axial, which really gives the life services, just the element of using the solution itself, a Dynamics 365, we've been able to drive a lot of different great areas too, from streamlining our month-end closing process. So take some of those transactional activities that are very manual and automate them. Same thing with our credit and collections area. Our DSO has improved since we've actually cut over to Dynamics 365 internally as well. You know, other areas too, from budgeting and forecasting, has all been streamlined too. And using some of the different solutions that are out there within 365, which includes Solver, Microsoft BI, as I mentioned to you already about Axial as well. But you know, just the complete integration from finance, operations, human resource management, customer service, customer engagement, it really has enabled us to put together a more streamlined approach from our financial management, but also then drive change faster within the organization, including looking at metrics and KPIs. You know, the nice thing about 365 is it really enables you to put a metric in place, and you can quickly then streamline looking at how we're performing against the metric, but more importantly, you know, if we're doing well or if we're not doing well, how can we respond to it? And all the data is right there. So it makes it a lot easier from the seat of the CFO to actually drive change and measure the impact of change as well.
That's excellent. So what are some of the financial innovations that Velocio has helped companies to achieve?
Yeah, you know, some of the things I just shared too that we've enjoyed internally from, I mentioned to you about the digitalization of processes. That's clearly through Axial, but we've had a lot of success with some of our clients on. You know, the other piece too, and you know, a lot of CFOs, including myself, looking at when you're going into this whole change management and looking at a solution, the big pieces you want to look at is what's in it for the stakeholders, right? What's in it for everyone that's involved with it? And you know, from better month-end closing processes to having better financial management and controls in place is some of the benefits just in from the finance area. But even if you look at the rest of the organization, we've been able to drive improvements here with operations and even how we streamline some of our processes too. We're looking at our process management today and how it ties into our financial statements and looking at the key controls with it. Having Dynamics in place has really just enabled us to have the back-end platform to make it easier for us to drive change as well as have some from an innovation standpoint on our financials.
All right, that's great. Well, Dan, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, any final thoughts or anything we may have missed?
No, thank you very much for your time, Matt. And good luck to everyone as they go down this journey of looking at change management and implementing a ERP solution.
Awesome. Well, this concludes this episode of the Change Management and the Cloud podcast interview on FinTech Today, where Dan Pechke, who's the Chief Financial Officer at Velocio, discussed how cloud ERP solutions are making change management more seamless. And Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.